For couples. 1. Commitment. What it means. Husbands and wives who are committed to their marriage view it as a permanent bond, and that creates a sense of security between them. Each spouse is confident that the other will honor the union, even in difficult times. Some couples feel compelled to stay together because of social or family pressure. Far better, however, is a sense of commitment that is based on mutual love and respect. Bible principle: a husband should not leave his wife. 1 Corinthians 7:11.
If you are committed to your marriage, you allow yourself to be wronged. You are quick to forgive and quick to apologize. You view problems as obstacles, not as deal breakers. Micah.
Why it matters. When confronted with problems, spouses without commitment are more likely to conclude, "We just weren't made for each other," and look for ways to get out of the marriage.
Many people go into marriage knowing that they have a fallback plan, divorce. When people enter marriage already thinking about the possibility of divorce, their commitment is lacking right from the start. Gene.
What you can do. Test yourself. When in the middle of a dispute, do you find yourself regretting that you married your spouse? Do you daydream about being with someone else? Do you say things such as, "I'm leaving you," or "I'm going to find someone who appreciates me"? If you answered yes to one or more of those questions, now is the time to strengthen your commitment. Discuss with your spouse. Has the level of commitment in our marriage decreased? If so, why? What steps can we take now to strengthen our commitment? Tips. Write an occasional love note to your spouse. Show your commitment by displaying photos of your spouse on your desk at work. Phone your spouse each day while you are at work or apart. Bible principle: what God has yoked together, let no man put apart. Matthew 19:6. Commitment is like an anchor that keeps your marriage steady during stormy times. End of article.